Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hey, my name is Steve, and I'm from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a survey. I'll try and see if you can help us out by answering a couple of questions for a survey.
What kind of survey?
This is like a political survey.
Well, we could try.
All right, perfect. All right, let's see. Do you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish?
English.
All right, thank you. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I am a female.
All right, thank you.
I have a vagina.
In which state do you currently have?
New York.
All right, thank you. Ask what is your zip code?
10570.
All right, thank you. And let me ask you, are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
The year is 71.
All right, thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right, thank you. What is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian?
White.
White? Okay, thank you.
Yes, white.
In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself as strong or not strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
2.
What number? I'm sorry.
2.
2? All right, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein?
Trump.
All right, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but in November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for to be your representative in Congress, Democrat or Republicans?
Republican.
All right, thank you. Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. The first one says, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Second statement, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And third one, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
I don't believe in any of them. I think that under certain circumstances, you should have the right. I don't know how I would answer them. Probably more so number one. I don't really agree with number two or three, but I don't think, you know, if it has to be, I think it should be up until a certain week. Otherwise, deliver the baby and put it out for adoption.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
I think it should be up to the states, not the government.
Oh.
No, federal.
All right, thank you. Based on what you know, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Second one, abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Third one, abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. And last one, abortion is totally banned in New York.
One.
The one? Okay, thank you. How does about abortion access in New York? Are you not concerned at all? Not very concerned? Indifferent? Neither concerned or unconcerned? Somewhat concerned, very concerned.
What was the question, sir?
Oh, how concerned are you about abortion access in New York?
Oh, You know, I think that there's so many ways to prevent yourself from getting pregnant today that somewhat concerned, I guess, yeah.
All right, thank you. As you may know, ballot measures are proposal laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about the ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Some.
Okay. Based on what you know, if the elections were held today, will you vote on yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided or will not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote.
So vote yes. All right, thank you. Here is a text of proposal number one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 elections, adds certain protection to the Bill of Rights. It reads, adds anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers productive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. After reading the ballot measures language, if the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion?
No.
Are you?
No.
Vote no?
No.
Oh, okay. Let's see. What values are behind your current decision to vote no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick two values that best describes the values behind your decision from following
this. It only applies to a woman who can actually conceive and carry a child, not someone who identifies as a woman. Only if you could conceive a child and you have that child in your womb, only one who should be able to have the right to decide.
Okay, thank you. So with this one, with the values, I will read some of those. I will read some options right here, and then you can let me know. You can choose two of them. I will read them right now to you. The first one says protecting lives on unborn children. Number two, family. Number three, empathy. Number four, faith in God. Number five, this distrust of government. Number six, parents' rights. Number seven, safety. Number eight, responsibility to women. Number eight, personal responsibility. Number nine, goes too far.
Safety. What was safety? I don't know what number it was.
Oh, safety.
Seven?
Yeah, seven. Seven. And another one?
Personal rights. Is that their personal decision?
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Let's see. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measures in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote, or does it makes no difference in your motivation to vote?
Makes no difference.
Okay. Thank you. If you learned that a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, that would make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
No difference.
Make no difference. Thank you. If you learned that a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood?
No difference.
Okay.
No difference.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exception, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws.
They want it nationally. They want it nationally, Democrats.
So one, abortion to be legal and accessible nationally. One, a national ban on abortion without exceptions. One, abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions. One, states to decide if they're on their own abortion laws.
I don't know. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
What was the question? What would just repeat the question again?
It reads, to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortions to be legal and accessible nationally? So to you, that's to your best of your knowledge.
That one, number one.
Okay, thank you. So the second one we have right here, to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? One, a national ban on abortion without exception. One, abortion to be illegal nationally without some exception. One, states to decide their own on their own abortion laws.
Once the state to decide.
Oh, okay, thank you. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? One, a national ban on abortion without exceptions. One, abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or one, state to decide on their own abortion laws?
State to decide.
The state to decide? Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important it is to you that the candidates share your opinion on the issues of abortion? Is it very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, neither important or unimportant, somewhat important, very important?
Somewhat
important or unimportant?
Somewhat important.
Oh, okay, thank you. When thinking about who to vote in the race for president, how important is it to you for the candidate to share your opinion on the issues of abortion? Is it very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, neither important or unimportant, somewhat important, very important?
Somewhat important.
Okay, thank you. You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called the Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of political proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancy, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning of vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medical abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just heard, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called the Project 2020?
I think that's horrible. I'm not agreeing with that at all. Terrible.
Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, neutral?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference on your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Makes no difference.
Okay, thank you. Now, here are some statements made by people who support the Republicans. Support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measures. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republicans candidates and no on the ballot measure. First statement reads, reasonable people can have different opinions on abortions. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems and is too extreme. I am voting for Republicans who have a moderate common sense approach to abortion. Is true. That statement very convincing? Very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
First one.
Perfect. Very convincing. Okay. Next statement reads, Republicans want to protect our kids and their rights to off parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex change for minors without parental consent. Is that very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
That's bullshit. Kids should have the right to change their sex without their parents' approval.
Yeah, kids shouldn't be able to change their sex without parents' approval.
Okay, so that would be so would that be very convincing? Oh, very convincing reason, or somewhat convincing reason, or not very convincing reason?
Very.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
How much longer, sir? Hello? Where'd he go? No, I'm at 30%. Hello? Sir? Where'd he go? Hello? I don't know where he went. Hello? Are we done? Hello? 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 No. Hello? Well, it's still timing. It's 17 minutes. I'm telling you, these are iPhone phones. I don't know what's going on with them. Hello?
The Democrats
Hello? I feel bad.